What's up, bar listeners? It's finally here, the bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.
Yo, welcome to the bar. Come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible. What a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs, and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation. Yeah.
The Bar, Biblical and Reformed. Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne and Bill, and right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you are listening. And like I do every week, I love to start the show off by thanking the listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in to The Bar, your favorite podcast, man. You guys been rocking with me. We got some newcomers. Big shout out to the new Bar followers. I'm finding out all the time we have new people listening to the show. When you do this for 5 years, you know, you realize that you got some faithfuls, and then you got some fall-offs, and you got some newbies. So big shout out to all the newbies and the faithfuls for sticking around to The Bar. And like I do every week, I bring in awesome guests. This awesome guest, you actually are very familiar with his voice. He does a lot of stuff for me and Just Thinking and all different things we have this young man help us with. But we're excited to bring him on today. None other than my brother, John. How you doing, man?
Dwayne, thank you, man, for having me on. It's cool to talk to you in your wheelhouse on your podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is epic. I remember you actually brought me on to your show, and we're going to get into that early on before, you know, we first kind of connected, man. But John, tell people a little bit about you. Share whatever you want to share, personal, professional. You got the floor to do that right here.
Okay, well, my name is John Raynar, and I am a radio announcer by trade. That's actually what I've done all my life. I'm in my early 40s now, and I've done this ever since I was in high school. When I was a little kid, I wanted to be Howard Stern, and I watched his movie, and I read his books, and I was like, I want to be like that guy. And I ended up doing an internship with him in New York in 2001, and again, that was sort of like the path that I wanted. And from there, I've done radio ever since then. And maybe about the last 5 years, you know, the Lord just works in strange and mysterious ways. Not to sound cliche or anything, but I just had an awakening when I was in a very worldly part of my life, which was most of my life. And it was actually just a Facebook post that somebody threw up online about some struggles that they were having. And I was like, wow, you know, I can absolutely relate to that. I've got those same kind of struggles. And I don't want to get too specific on what they were, but I started talking to this guy, and he kind of brought me into the Word of God. And he said, you know, you have all these different people out there with these different definitions of truth, but, you know, this is the truth. The Bible is God's Word and revealed to us. And I've been to many churches on and off, you know, like a Christmas and Easter kind of deal. But I never really paid attention to what the Word of God was saying, or read the Bible from beginning to end, or just understood what the Bible verses meant and their particular context. I'm sure a lot of people can kind of relate to that. You know, you hear scriptures quoted, and
oh yeah,
it's not exactly in the context that it was written in as inspired by God. And so anyway, I met up with this dude, and he got me into this Bible study, and there we had a pastor, and he put me on this Bible reading plan, and you know, just opened my eyes to what God was telling us is the way God wants us to know, and and all that good stuff. And so I was converted or saved really back in 2018. And since then, you know, I'm like I said, I was telling you earlier, I'm a broadcaster by trade. I was a Howard Stern wannabe for about 20 years. And I still have a morning show where it's in American Samoa, which is way off the beaten path. It is just north of
there's no path north of Fiji to Samoa. There is no path. Yeah, it is water.
Right. But I think the moon is closer to you where you're broadcasting from than American Samoa is.
Man. Right.
So, yeah, it's between Hawaii and Australia, so it's this tiny little island in the South Pacific, and I've made this place my home. Me and another guy run a bunch of radio stations out here. And like I said, I did do a morning radio, and this pastor got me onto this daily reading plan. Cause I just, you know, started reading the word and I'm like, I got to learn more about this. This is amazing. You know, this is not man speaking. This is God talking. Mm-hmm, and so he put me on this plan. And another plan that we got into was doing the Proverbs every day. I don't know if people are familiar. There's like a 31 day reading plan where you got 31 days of the month and each day you read that chapter of the Proverbs. So say it's like the, you know, May 6th, you're going to read chapter 6 of the Proverbs, and May 7th, chapter 7, and on and on and on. So I got into that habit and I was like, you know, we'd do these shares. So like we would just kind of message back and forth. It's like an accountability chat where, hey, you know, today, this was today's reading and this was the verse. And, you know, this is what I got from that. This is what the word was saying there. This is how we could apply it at our walk. And so I kind of got in the habit of doing that. And I was like, you know, I should start doing, you know, maybe like a devotional or something. And so I started doing it every day on my morning show. And then from there, it went on a couple other radio stations. I think we're on like this devotional that I'm promoting today, the pregame proverb went on to it's on three radio stations altogether. And then I just have like a group of friends that I send out these devotionals to every day. And so I went through the Proverbs. I've done that several times, and I'm into Ecclesiastes right now. And actually, I got turned on to Ecclesiastes by Daryl from Just Thinking.
Yeah, man.
Who is just, you know, I mean, everybody knows Daryl and Virgil and just some real sound guys. And I was going through Proverbs, and then he put me over to Ecclesiastes. And so I've been going through it verse by verse. That's where we're at right now. And so it's a podcast. Anyways, this morning devotional, and then I was thinking and I was watching what you do with it. I connected with you just by random. I looked up Biblical and Reformed podcasts on Twitter, and I found your podcast, and I, you know, found out about Striving for Eternity, and yeah, Daryl and Virgil, and I was thinking, you know, this podcast game is kind of where the future is headed, and I could push these devotionals out, and so I started doing these devotionals on streaming platforms. So it's not only on the radio. I have my own Facebook page where I record videos of them, and it's only like a minute, 2 minutes every day where you do just go through one or two verses and, you know, hey, this is what this word means. And, you know, like the word of God, it's forever. And,
right.
You know, Solomon is getting this inspired wisdom in 700 BC. And here we are in 2021, and it could not be more relevant.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? In this fallen, broken world that we live in, it's just man is still going to be man and still love his original sin. So it's definitely helpful in these weird times that we're living in right now.
Awesome, man. That is dope. That is dope. You know, and I'm honored to say I'm one of those friends you've been sharing the Proverbs with daily. It always comes. I don't know if you're planning on, but it always comes at a good time, you know, where I need to take a break from work or if I need to, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll be upset at somebody at work and your inbox will come and I'll read, you know, stop, pull back, read God's word, gain some wisdom, especially from the Proverbs. So I definitely want to hat tip you for sharing that with me. That is Definitely a blessing. I know it looks like, you know, I mean, I don't always respond. So I was like, man, I need to just tell John either red or something so you don't feel like you're just shooting it in the dark. But I do want to kind of tell everybody publicly, man, that I do appreciate that. And I appreciate our friendship, man. So getting into the podcast lane, that, you know, that's something that, you know, you talked about being in broadcast for, you know, several years, getting into the podcast lane. Do you see, and I know the answer, but I want my listeners to hear, do you see a difference between the two worlds and what has your experience been so far?
Podcasting is great just to connect with cats like you and, you know, the other people in the Reformed community. And it definitely gives you a space. Like, for instance, when I'm on the radio, I can do this devotional like for 2 minutes every morning, and then I got to go and do my, you know, community interviews or,
right,
you know, talk about what's playing at the movies or, you know, what's on actually what's on Netflix. And yeah, you can kind of, it's a great break from the secular world to just stay in the Word. And, you know, a lot of these people were kind of in the same age group. I mean, you know, I feel like a lot of us are Gen Xers and millennials. Right. Maybe hopefully we're picking up some Zoomers out there too. if we can pull them off Fortnite.
Right. But, right.
yeah, it's definitely something to just meet new people. And the other thing I like about it is just how accessible everybody is. Like, you know, if you listen to radio, you really rarely ever meet people that you hear on the radio or you watch on TV or that you follow on YouTube. And podcast community, I mean, like you, I looked you up on, I was listening to your podcast and you were the first one I found.
Wow. And
actually, you talk about people that had a profound impact. Your podcast had a big influence on me and I was following that. And I found all these other guys through your bar network. And
yeah,
I never thought that I could just like reach out to you and boom, you were right back there. And you know, I've been able to connect with so many other people. So yeah, it's just a very, I guess I want to say accessible. People aren't kind of like in the ivory tower. You mm-hmm. know, if you're watching yeah. your favorite movie star and in
right,
an action movie,
right.
you're never gonna talk to them. They may like one of your, you know, tweets or something every once in a while, but that's it. You know, you're not gonna yeah. get that real world interaction. And I think that the podcast community is real cool for that. Real accessible. It's a two-way conversation.
Right.
For
sure. Yeah, no, that is awesome. And I appreciate you bringing that up. That's one thing I love about podcasting is the community. I am a guy that loves connections. I love to know a lot of people. So when there's something I can solve, I can connect the right people with the right people. That's something I desire. So that's huge for me, man. So as far as, you know, your actual, because you do this daily, this scripture reading devotional, you do this daily. What's that preparation like? Like, are you doing it the night before? You know, how do you kind of prepare for these podcasts or for these, you know, these devotionals every day?
Well, I kind of came from the school where you got to be in the Word every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to just, especially with so many things of the world that are just trying to pull away our focus from God. And you got Facebook, Instagram, Netflix. There's just so much media that we can get lost in. And so my pastor at the time, he got me focused on these daily reading plans. And so I do it every day usually. Sometimes I'll do like 2 days in advance or 3 days in advance. But the idea is to be in the Word every day, whether it's you know, like a yearly going through the Bible kind of plan, or this thing here. And I'm accountable now that I have a podcast. I can't not post
yeah.
episodes. you know what I'm saying? It's like you know, you're like, oh man, it's Tuesday. I gotta talk to my local pastor and set that interview up
because
I don't have any more episodes in the queue. So
yeah, it really holds you accountable. That's for sure.
And that's a good thing because, you know, when I first started way back in the day when my parents would drag me to church when I was just young and dumb and unregenerate,
right.
You'd pay attention to the sermon, and then as soon as church would break out, first of all, you're looking at your watch, counting down. Okay, pastor's almost. Yeah, now he's going to be done. Okay, we got the closing hymn, the benediction. I'll be out of here in 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then you just don't think about anything until you are got to go to church the next Sunday.
Exactly.
And you just get sucked into the world. And so with these daily devotionals, it keeps you in God's word every day. And, you know, God's word is there to, it checks us. It gives us direction in life. And it's just, yeah, it's something, you know, we got to do each and every day to be reproved and corrected. Like Paul says to Timothy.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And so that's, I'm going to encourage people to subscribe to your podcast because like it's called the pregame proverb. And I love that because, you know, it's like a great way to start your day. You know, I always tell people, you know, I have my certain routines. And actually I forgot a podcast I was on recently and I shouted a pregame proverb out because that's part of the routine. You know, it's a daily, devotion, like you said, to keep you in the word. And me, I'm an audible guy. So if I can get it, you know, during my morning bike ride or whenever, you know, that's just a, you know, it's a great way to make sure that you stay connected. So I'm excited about that, man. So right here, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The 21st century Western church is in the throes of a discipleship crisis. If that sounds like I'm exaggerating, I would encourage you to look at any of the number of surveys that have been done in recent years that point to the fact that Christians just don't know the basics of their own faith. That's a problem. And it's a problem that could be very easily avoided. After all, the mission of the church, according to Matthew 28, is to go into all the world and to make disciples, learners of the Lord Jesus. Well, if that's the case, why haven't we done it? And what can we do to reverse this? Hi, I'm Kofi Edebuyan, and I'm the host of Deep Dive Discipleship, a podcast dedicated to thinking through the discipleship crisis that we face and charting a way forward. My hope is that as we have some conversations around God's word and with friends who are, praise the Lord, doing well in this field, we can learn from each other how best to fulfill the mission of the church.
All right, we're back in here with my good friend John, and he's probably got the best radio voice and I'm second to him right now, but
yeah, not even bad.
That's been on this show. You know, shout out to Gabe. Everybody shout, you know, uses Gabe. Gabe has a phenomenal voice. His is inherited. John's voice is great. And my voice is great. So, you know, I stand among giants.
There you go.
So, John, man, right here on this side of the podcast, we do the signature questions, which I know you're familiar with. So we're going to jump right into them. The first bar signature question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Lately, I have been really into Motown.
Oh, nice.
I've been doing Wilson Pickett and the Temptations. I do a lot of, like, you and I were talking. By the way, I can see your video and you look good, man. You've been losing some weight.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I want to let the listeners know about that. But, you know, at our age, man, like when you're mid-30s, early 40s and afterwards, you gotta stay fit somehow. So I'm always running and I try and listen to something that's up-tempo to kind of keep me moving and stuff. I must confess, I have tried to listen to sermons when I'm working out and I just cannot get into a good cardio
rhythm. No, I couldn't see that either. Yeah. Maybe if you were a walk, but not a run. No, I couldn't.
Yeah. That's right. So yeah, so Motown and just anything up tempo. I like a lot of rock music.
Nice.
I was listening to another one of your guys, like if I'm doing some writing, Yeah, I can't hang with lyrics, so classical music or instrumental stuff like that. I mean, it's, you know, Spotify, you pretty much hear anything you wanted in the world. These kids got it so lucky today.
Oh,
you remember back in the day?
Yes.
You'd want that one song, man. You'd have to go down and buy a whole album with 11 other songs.
11 other songs.
To get that one song.
Or you get that little piece of paper and you put it in the corner of that tape and wait at the radio. Wait for them to play it and then hit record.
Right. And you hope the radio guy wasn't talking over your song. You didn't want to talk over the intro.
Exactly, man. The radio guy do it like, oh, man, let me got to do it again.
I got to call in and request again and tell him to shut up this time.
That's so true, man. Kids got it so good, man. So good.
I know, right?
I mean, I even think about, you know, the, what was it, Live Wire, when you put all them viruses on your computer just to download songs.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Good stuff. I was never allowed to use our family's computer after LimeWire.
Yeah, LimeWire. Yeah. It was just full of viruses just waiting just for a song.
And the internet was so slow back then.
Oh, yeah.
Like you'd be like, man, I want that one song. Yep. Let me just fire up. And then you'd do it like the night before. And then if you were lucky, the next morning
it'll be
that
there.
One and maybe yeah.
If you were lucky. Or it might have that error beside it.
right.
By then,
all your peers signed off.
Right. Look, by then, virus is all over the phone.
That's right, man. That's right.
Oh, man. All right. Next signature bar question. What book or books are you currently reading?
I found this out through the Bar Podcast. You had a guy on a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. Carl Truman, and he wrote about the rise and triumph of the modern self. And
yes,
I'm working through that. I mean, it is heavy. Carl, if you're listening, this is an awesome book, by the way. but it's heavy reading, but it is, especially in this like postmodern world that we're in right now, where you got all this critical race theory and just these different relativistic, where everybody's got like their own version of the truth.
Yep.
And that just kind of tells us how we got to where we're at today, where, you know, you basically, the norm is to be 7 years old and you can determine whether or not you want to be a male or a female at age 7. And if you're a parent that says your kids shouldn't do that, then your parent is a homophobe. So
ridiculous.
This bizarro world and how we got here, the rise and the triumph of the modern self is a really cool way to just kind of show us where we're at right now and how far away from the mark we are.
Right.
Christ can't come soon enough, man.
Amen to that, man. Yeah. Shout out to Carl, man. I hadn't started your book yet, but we're going to get there.
Right. No, it's heavy reading, but it's sound. He definitely, that's a very intellectually sound guy that you had on there. So.
For sure. All right. Last signature bar question. What podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Oh, I gotta go with the Bar, man.
For sure.
The first, my first love was the Bar, and then from there I found, you know, Just Thinking. Martin Lloyd Jones is always really good too.
Oh yeah.
And then there is another one that Grace has been putting out. Where it's Phil, and Phil intros it and starts out with like a brief, just kind of introductory, because John MacArthur's sermons are usually an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you're not in the. You're just not in the car that long or whatever. So the Grace to You has a good podcast that's about 20 to 30 minutes each day that I've been going through. And they've been going through Ephesians and the family. And that's my my morning commute. I've been listening to that. So
nice.
That's been real good. And then, I got to go with, you know, the guys are Just Thinking, Striving for Eternity. Want to give them a shout out. And the Bar. I love your local pastor spotlight, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's probably my favorite thing to do, for sure. Give those guys some shine. So, John, listen, man, really appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you so much for having me and helping me plug my podcast.
For sure. And that's what I'm going to give you the floor to do it one more time. Any words of encouragement, and then let everybody know where to find your podcast.
Okay, well, I'm in my 40s, and I'm not sure how old you might be if you're listening to this, but chances are you probably have access to a smartphone. And with these devices, there's a lot of bad things that you can do with them and bad places on the internet that you can go. But there's also a lot of good things that are so much more accessible for us here in 2021 than there were even 5 years ago. And the Bible, and just to stay into it, there's some great apps. One that I really like that just keeps me in the Word every day, it's called Reading Plan. And then you can link it up to any e-Bible. So you don't even have to actually open up a physical Bible. You can do all of this on your phone. And there's a bunch of, I mean, literally 50 different plans. There's a really good one. It's called Blue Letter Bible. And if you ever wanted to read the whole Bible in 1 year, or maybe you read the Bible every year and you wanted a different plan, this is a chronological version of the Bible that goes through Exodus, and then it works its way all the way up to Revelation in chronological order. That's the one that I'm doing for my second year. And it's just a great way to stay in the Word, and that is something that we really got to do. You know, Dwayne, as you're a podcast, you understand about consistency. I've heard other guys on your show just talking about consistency. You might not be pumping out a podcast, but you know, as men, we got to guide our families, and we got to set good examples for them. And the best way to do that is to constantly let the Word reprove us. And you know, there's no better way than just to read God's Word every day. And there are these plans out there, 5-10 minutes a day. So, you know, if you've been putting it off for a long time and you're going, I'm going to do that, or I'll get to that after I head up to service this next Sunday, I'll finally do it. Just, you know, download it. It takes 5 minutes. All this stuff is free. Reading Plan is the name of the Reading Plan app, and then you can link it to your eSword or whatever, wherever you read your Bible from on your smartphone or your device. And that kind of got me to where I am. So if you would like to listen to my podcast, it's called Pregame Proverb. It's a Pregame Proverb. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Chromecast, and it's totally free. I don't have any ads. I have no gimmicks or anything like that. I'm not trying to ask for any money. Just trying to get into God's Word every day, and a great way, especially for men, women, people with families, is the Proverbs. That's just such solid truth that Solomon expounds on. And so we're going through Ecclesiastes right now. Just started chapter 4. So if you want to join us there, look for Pregame Proverb. You can also find me on Facebook. I also do videos of these devotionals every day. I'm John Rayner. I got to get my act together and get a Facebook.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We might need to postpone this posting until you get that up, and we can re-record.
I'm trying to motivate everybody. I need to motivate myself to make a branding Facebook
page. Yes, we need that, John. We need a Pregame Proverb Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter. Just so you know.
I'm on it.
So this, listen up, listeners, we're going to get you guys to check the show notes, because he's going to have that, and it's going to be in the show notes, so you could link directly to Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. This is my way to put pressure on him to make sure that it happened. and for sure. But no, real talk, hope you guys subscribe to this podcast, add it to your rotation, add it to your daily devotion, add it to just your daily plan. And check it out. Let it be a blessing. John, I really appreciate you coming on the show again, brother. To the Bar listeners, appreciate you guys listening to the Bar podcast, your favorite podcast every Tuesday. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com to check out all the Bar podcasts. John, you got a website. We didn't shout out the website. We got to teach you. I just thought about that as soon as I said mine. What's your website?
Pregameproverb.blog.
Okay. Well, that's going to be in the show notes as well. I'm working on them, y'all. I'm working on them. But anyway, make sure you go to thebargear.com, pick you up some bar gear, and make sure you go to thebar.network to check out all of the shows in the Bar Podcast Network. And until next time, you guys, God bless, and we are out.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.